Blog Talk Radio.
They're saying that your audio is a little choppy, and it is, yeah. I mean, we could hear you though, but I got. The tower. Yes. Wow. Okay, you're good. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, let's see. Let's see. See, sometimes my car is just doing whatever. D, I can't wait to get that. I'm about to get that. Somebody tell me what that deck was called again. Yes. So I got the Queen of Wands, the Sun in reverse, and then the Fool. So the Queen of Wands is warmth, vibrance, determination. How would you read this as a leading card in a love reading? Like, would this still be passed? Now, with the Sun in reverse, is she's feeling lonely? Is there some discouragement? Yeah. A little depressed. However, it's time to start actually looking for it. Maybe you're not looking. Maybe you're not going out. Maybe you need to start opening yourself up to different guys. Take some risks. Because I got the Fool here for you. Because it seems like you've been a little lonely before. But you have the passion. You know what I mean? You're a fun girl. You're exciting. But you're kind of like, you know, I don't know. The confidence is not there, maybe. I don't know. Oh. Oh. Uh-oh. Let me see what's going on. Let me. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but I immediately there's going to be some disappointment there. This is from my Urban Tarot. Yeah. So don't play too many games because that guy is full of disappointment. The new one that's begging to come in, it's not going to work out. Ooh, but it's good sex. It's good pleasure. I pulled the pleasure. It's good sex, though. That's the issue. Maybe? Oh. Right. With the swiftness. The Eight of Wands, swiftness. In and out. Wow. Yeah, this is your deck. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, because you got me feeling like I might want to do a sex talk podcast. Okay. Yes. Okay. No, one of my members only chats on the Armand Wiggins show. We had a sex talk. It was really good in our membership only live chat a few months ago. Yes, I would definitely. That could be nice. I got to see how I could work around that with YouTube and really get into some things so that we don't, you know, the algorithm doesn't mess us up. But we can talk about SEX. I like that. And do the tarot. See, I think I would like that. That's a specialty tarot. See, I would be into that because I could talk about it and pull some cards for it. That might be a new niche that I step into. Wait, what happened? Someone said they're a minister, and what happened? I missed it. Yes. Well, unless we open it up as a free call-in. Oh no, you know what? I actually was looking up that debt. Because I'm like, you know what? That could really be fine. You know what? I've been wanting to talk about sex for a long time, but it's just like, you know, like I just felt like my parents were just, they started watching my other channel. So I'm like, damn, I can't talk about sex because I don't want my mom following that channel. You know what I mean? Because when I talk about sex, I'm going to really get into the thing. It's not going to be for the faint at heart. Let me flip a card for the sex reading channel. Where are we going with that? Wow, it's going to be great. No. Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead. Do the reading for this internet sex. Yeah. I can't hear you, Lisa. Listen, and before you do that, I'm going to tell you guys, listen, call in. You guys are going to like the call in. The people are always hesitant with the call in. And they listen, they do this to me at the Armand Wiggin show on my daytime show, and they're going to do it here. It's almost like you always got to beg people to call in, and then before you know it, people are calling in and the lines are through the roof. Whenever it's like you're giving away the phone lines, nobody wants to call in until the shit is too deep. And then they get mad and can't answer. But we do have a caller, okay? So we have one caller, so we'll tag team this one, Lisa. You ready? But you won't be able to hear it because you got to call in. Yeah, call in on your phone and mute your mic and then, you know, the whole thing. How's one? The lines are crazy. Yes, they are. They get crazy. And listen, I know some of you guys, listen, for Lisa's people, I do have the Armand Wiggin show. You know, I'm not so zen and spiritual all the time. We do have a messy celebrity gossip show during the weekday. Okay, so make sure you guys subscribe over there. That is my main channel. This is my secondary channel. So Monday through Thursday now and Friday, we typically do live celebrity gossip shows. And then on the weekends and maybe Friday, I'll be over here at the Tarot Lounge just to start. So make sure you guys go over there and subscribe to that channel as well. Okay, so one of the callers hung up, Lisa, but I have you here on the line. So we got a new caller, 757-0104. Can you hear me?
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, Lisa? Can you hear me? Hold on, I want to make sure she's connected on the line. I don't hear her.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, 757-0104, what's going on, boo?
Hey, I just wanted to thank both of y'all for all the work that you do. I love you so much, Armand. This is Temple Level 77.
Oh, okay. So you used to do readings before.
Yes. I used to have fun doing the sets readings. Those were my favorite ones to do. I used to make people run out of the room. It would be so funny.
Why did they run out of the room?
Because I would get into all the business and put it all out there. I'll say, look, I'm just going to tell you before I even start these readings. If you don't want your business in the street, if you don't want to know how, want people to know how you get down, this is not the reading for you, baby.
Yes, I think that's what I'm going to teach. I love making readings. I like that.
And see, I'm an Aries, so we're freaky. So I had no problem telling it like it was.
Okay. So, do you want to get a reading from Lisa and I, or what? How are you feeling?
Please, because I'm definitely feeling your connection to the energies and stuff, which can be kind of off-putting when you're first starting, because
yeah,
it just takes time to get used to it. But you've been really good. I noticed.
Thank you. It's been very nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. I was just telling Lisa earlier, because I know a lot of tarot people are watching, so it's kind of like, oh, I know people that do tarot are like, no, I wouldn't have read it this way, or I would have read it that way. So it's kind of like nerve-wracking when you know, like, people that have been doing this for a while are watching you.
And see, it's too stressful for me. I have a lot of respect for both of you, because as a reader, I do it mostly off the energy, so it can be anything from, like, reading the incense smoke, or just what I pick up off the energy, or what the candle is saying at the time while I'm talking to you. So, yeah, I can pick up off of pretty much anything, just about anything energy related.
Right. And there's really, you know, I tell people all the time, honestly, these are just pieces of paper that are laminated. They are tools to help the intuitive, the empath to tune in. And we can use a myriad of different tools to tune in. I don't have to use these at all to read. I mean, I've been doing that in the church, for years, right? We just call it prophesying and speaking a word to somebody. It's no different than what I'm doing now. This just only the difference was I was always in front of somebody, right? I was always in their face. So it's really no different. It's really no different.
Yeah, because for me, it took me a while to figure out for myself. So once I learned how to do it, I started training other readers to do it. Because basically it's mostly getting used to the energy flow and trusting your own self. Because what I was noticing with you, Armand, is that you were getting in your head too much. Just trust your gut, sweetie. That's all you
Okay.
do.
Okay.
You're doing everything.
Thank you.
You're just overthinking it. And it's kind of like stagnating the energy from flowing for you. So just kind of take a step back and breathe and don't worry about it. Just let it come as it comes. And don't overthink it. Because always remember the message is for the person you're reading. So if even if it doesn't make sense, still go with it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested to know what you mean when you say you read the candles in the smoke by the incense. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, because on like candles will make like crackly sounds and stuff depending on what's going on with the person. My candles talk to me, my crystals talk to me, incense have their communication with me. My crystals tend to be very opinionated. But like
I've never heard of that.
And incense, they'll communicate. One of the easiest things with your incense, if you see like when you're talking to somebody and the incense starts burning really, really fast, those tend to be people who energy tends to be all over the place. They tend to be stressed out. And the candle is trying to, like, the candle or the incense will try to bring that energy back into balance. So you'll notice that the candle will start burning faster or the incense will pick up how fast it's burning.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I never knew that. Thank you for that little knowledge tip.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, Lisa, did you want to pull for her?
Yeah, I pulled some cards. I'm pulling from the Fountain deck. That's going to give me a little bit more of a higher vibrational, more spiritual. I think coming towards you, dear, there's going to be some with the Five of Wands. I can actually see a little bit of spiritual warfare coming towards you, like people potentially kind of coming, I don't want to say coming at you because it's a little bit too harsh, but I feel like there's going to be a little bit of struggle in your spiritual practice or perhaps that people, you know, there's going to be a need to kind of validate a little bit, or and I don't mean that in a bad way, like kind of prove yourself in a sense, or like for people to believe in you. Like people are not going to necessarily, potentially.
What you're talking about.
Okay. Because I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? However, also as a clarifier, I have the Ace of Wands and the Star card, so I do see a brand new start and a very passionate, perhaps a new method of a higher level of hearing, a higher and a deeper level of hearing, as the veil has really been thin during this eclipse season, and living in fifth dimensional life to even greater extent. Your inner strength with the Strength card and your inner power, your spiritual power is going to increase. And with the Hierophant, it's not even so much the old way. It's letting go of some of the old ways that you have before heard, but then allowing yourself to be faithful and to kind of come into this study and moment where you're learning new. Because operating at a higher fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension is a little different than what we've done before, and those of us that are in tune are going to be able to go higher, manifest faster, and have a deeper understanding of those higher things, those more spirit, the spirit realm, to an even deeper level than we have before. Four of Swords, complete peace, Do please, and I know you already do, but I just have to, I'm being told to remind you, please replenish yourself, okay? Please do replenish yourself. Don't, you can't draw
definitely
water
I've
from
been,
a dry well.
Yeah, I've been talking because it's
good.
Funny, the thing that you're talking about where I'm going to have to prove myself is because I'm really powerful at manifesting things, and I do it on behalf of other people as well as myself. So people are just going to be like, well, I want to see what you can do type of deal. So I'm not surprised by that at all.
Yes,
and it has
we're also coming
lot.
Into we're also coming into a time where you are going to be more responsible for teaching them how to manifest for themselves and not be dependent
mm-hmm.
upon you.
Yes. That's
okay.
I'm
that's the other thing
that
I'm hearing
people.
Because
yeah.
you're going to get
yeah.
too wrapped up. Okay. You're
yeah,
going to get too tied up into it.
Yeah.
Correct. And actually,
definitely.
We're probably going to talk a little bit about that. We talk a lot about that on my on my channel too. So so you're going to end up with the Page of Coins also into a new way of operating in your spiritual practice, some new avenues for your spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
With the Knight of Coins, I'm also hearing, please do be careful, though, because the more powerful you get in the light, the more interested
mm-hmm.
the shadow gets into you. You are potentially going to have some people that are going to offer you, here's another way to do this. Here's another way to affect manifestation. Here's another way to
mm-hmm.
affect reading, right, or seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Be very discerned, have high discernment about it because it is
well,
not necessarily
to not look to other mm-hmm. people for validation to really stick to the creator within me. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
It's not just
yeah.
that, though, love. It's not just
mm-hmm.
that. It is there
mm-hmm.
going to be avenues for you, and I don't know if it already has
okay.
been offered. But there are going to be
mm-hmm.
avenues offered to you to operate in the spiritual realm, and it's going to appear that it is with integrity and of light. But there's going to
mm-hmm.
be more darker shadow energies that are going to be drawn to you
right.
and for you, especially because of the ability to manifest for other people. There is a
mm-hmm.
line that we cannot cross where we are really interfering in free will. And what I'm just hearing and seeing very strongly is be careful
mm-hmm.
what new skills and what new methods that are offered to you that you pick up. Okay?
Okay.
Because they are going to be there. Okay?
Okay.
And but then with the Fool, this is going to be a brand new, this is going to be an awesome new adventure in higher vibrational, even higher than before, and interdimensional living, being able to live
mm-hmm.
in other dimensions at the same time you're living here on the third dimensional plane. So that's what I have.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Because your name, I immediately connected to your name because you actually have my dead sister name that passed away. So
oh.
that energy was just neat. Yeah. So I knew that was her shouting her little self out to me that, hey, I'm here.
Thank
anyway.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
and thanks
you so
much,
love.
Bye.
And I am so
love
proud, you. Sweetie. Bye bye.
Thank you. You know what was interesting about that, Lisa? I got the Page of Swords in reverse, and then I got the Ace of Cups, and then the Tower card in reverse. So
mm-hmm.
I think the Tower card and that Ace of Cups really kind of went in line with your reading, which I thought was
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah, really being paying attention so you can avoid the disaster. You know,
mm-hmm.
when I see that back to back, it's like you're able to avoid the disaster.
All right, so we'll take two more, and then we got to wrap up.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Do you have anybody else on?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Oh, we got this one. Oh, we got 718-6484. You're live on the air.
Hi, Oman. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to ask you guys if you could give me a reading for, like, my career path and love, if possible.
Yes. I want to make sure Lisa can hear you. Can you hear her, Lisa?
Yep, I can hear. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which
okay.
Which one do you want to take? I'll take the other one.
What did she say? Oh, I'll take the career path.
Career and love. You'll take career?
Yep. Well, maybe let me do this over. Let's see what I get. But actually, this is going to be our last one because the other person hung up. All right. Okay, now we just have that line. Okay. I don't know if I should use my urban tarot. Oh, this one just popped out. Okay. Okay, this is interesting. So the first card I got was the Five of Cups. And so I don't know if you're, are you moving on from another, from a new, from a certain career, or are you looking for a new career, or, because what this is following also the Chariot. Let me see. You're in search for a new direction is what I'm kind of getting. Maybe things that you thought you wanted to do as a kid, maybe it's not the same thing that you want to do now, and you're really not kind of sure which way to go. That's kind of what I'm getting a little bit of. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm actually adding on to my career, so it could be about that.
So she's adding on to her career. Okay, so Lisa, now she says that I got the Knight of Wands in reverse. And then I got the Page of Wands in reverse.
Okay, so this is not going to go as quickly as you want it to go. Perhaps you need to, you're adding on to your career. Are you going to school?
No.
To add on to your career? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay. I do see you finishing this. I see it taking a little bit longer as far as coursework than you had originally anticipated, potentially with some finance, because of financial aid or because of some monetary assistance, be it tuition reimbursement or something like that. So just kind of be careful with that if that's the case, if you're getting monetary assistance to take these courses. Be quite careful with that. Just make sure that it's almost as if you might potentially have to take more on than you can really handle as far as time-wise. You know what I mean? It could be too stressful for you.
Right.
Armand, what other cards do you have over there, Les?
I just pulled the Five of Swords in reverse and then the Page of Pentacles.
Okay, very good. So that's why the Five of Cups came out first, because it was there's this overwhelmingness. So with the Five of Swords in reverse, what I feel that energy is that there's kind of, I almost feel this conflict, this self, you're kind of arguing with yourself about, can I do this? Should I do this? How fast should I do this? How many classes should I take on? And I see that settling down, right? I see this is basically the thing. Don't get into a situation where you're overly anxious, because then nothing is going to work. If you're so overwhelmed that, if you're putting all this pressure on yourself, it's okay to take the foot off the gas and come at it from a different perspective. So come at it a new way with that Page of Pentacles. Come at it from okay, maybe this semester I don't take this particular course. Maybe I don't take summer classes. Or maybe, I lighten my load as far as which courses I take in fall. So it's really try to rearrange things. And it's okay if it takes a little bit longer. Okay,
yes.
It's really okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did pull some. Okay. Armand, are we good on that?
Go ahead.
Or did you have anything else you want to add?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, love. Okay. I pulled some cards for you for love. Can I just ask, are you in a relationship so I don't misinterpret this?
No.
What I'm seeing. Okay, good. All right. So you do have love coming towards you with the Ace of Cups. I have a lot of cup energy here. I don't know if you are a water sign or this is a water sign coming towards you. I would almost lean towards the water sign coming. you're a Leo. So I would lean towards it's a water sign coming towards you. It's okay that you are happy in your singleness, and you are very self-reliant, because with the Nine of Pentacles, the person coming towards you is also going to be self-reliant. However, because they're a water sign, Five of Cups, and they're going to be coming towards you pretty quickly, we do have a way, as water signs, of holy cats, like, you know, pouring all our water out all over you, and kind of overwhelming you, so just be aware of that. But with the Queen of Wands, you yourself being as self-reliant and as confident in yourself as you are, it's going to work out really well. And I think that you guys will feed off of each other very well with that self-reliant, with that being like you know, confident or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And with the World card, I do see the past ending where you may have had overly controlling type people in your past. I see that ending. Okay? Or you have people that just really didn't really get you because of how strong of a person you are and just strong of a woman you are. And I do see that cycle ending for you. Like, this person is going to appreciate you for who you are. Page of Cups, they're going to be rather useful in their like fun loving, right? And Wheel of Fortune, and they're gonna have their own money. They're gonna have their own money. You're not gonna have to worry you're not gonna worry about it this time. Okay? They're gonna have their own money. And in fact, the two of you together could potentially go into business together, because I have the Ten of Pentacles and the Three of Pentacles. So I see this being also a good monetary partnership as well, financial. And that you both have courage. You guys could potentially start a business together. I really hear that very strongly. And then it will start to be fruitful with the Seven of Pentacles very early on. So it's coming towards you. I feel like you got to, like, get some of this, like, school stuff in tow, in order. But probably closer to the end of the summer, I would say, beginning of fall, like September-ish. I would say this person's probably going to be ready to come into your life.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Lisa, that's going to wrap it up for us as far as callers. Thank you, love, for calling in. So we can end this here, and then you can turn your Skype back on, and then we can close out.
Okay, all right. That's fine.